This is Victor Kubik, president of the United Church of God. We're getting our Inside United podcast back on the air. We took a little bit of a break, but we do have some very, very interesting guests. And with us today is Catherine Rowland, a longtime friend, employee here at the home office, and our librarian. She'll be talking about the ABC, the Ambassador Bible Center Library, and the various improvements that have taken place in the last couple of years. So, hello, Catherine. It's good to have you here. And tell us about the Ambassador Bible Center Library.
Hi. I love talking about our library. When Ambassador Bible Center began, it was just a handful of commentaries and other Bible helps. But over time, the collection has grown to about 1,400 volumes. A number of these are items that once belonged to the late Mr. Dean Blackwell or the late Dr. Herman Hay. But by the time I attended in 2011, the library had become somewhat neglected. Materials couldn't be removed from the library. Items weren't in order anymore. It wasn't very inviting. Because of my prior library experience, I was asked to help get the library back into order, and I did that with the help of one of my classmates. I'm responsible for every area of library service, including finding and purchasing items, cataloging them, getting them ready to use, keeping track of the items that are checked out and returned, and repairing and maintaining the books. Because of the age of some of our items, this last one can be a real time-consuming task. One of my primary goals has been to make the library more user-friendly. The library now has a lot of items that can be checked out. Some can only be used here in the office, but there are plenty that can be checked out and taken home as well. When I began working with the collection, it did not closely support the ABC classes. We have an outstanding foundation of Bible helps and general books about religion and Christianity, but it hadn't been geared specifically towards our curriculum. Over the last 2 years, I've surveyed our instructors and guest lecturers to identify materials that support their subject matter. I've also worked to add materials that explore and validate the Bible in light of history and science. I'm especially interested in our church's history going back to the Radio Church of God, so I'm developing a special collection of Church of God-related publications. I do occasionally provide reference help to our field ministry. That's one area that I would really like to expand. We have so many materials that would be too expensive or too cumbersome for an individual to purchase. I'd love to be able to make that information more broadly available.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about the library, Catherine. I know that Catherine has really put her whole heart into making it really the place that she describes it as being. It's a place that's well-organized and user-friendly, and you feel like going up and looking what's on the bookshelves and taking something down. It's really a great improvement for what we've had. So thank you for joining us on Inside United. Please come back in a few days for the next Inside United podcast.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.